welcome back. We're going to continue open lines until we track down Jonathan. We often have connection issues all the way to New Zealand on the other side of the world. Sometimes I think the powers that be, the PTB, also don't want converging minds together to raise issues that transform people's ability to say, gee, I don't really like Daigle, man. He talks too fast and talks over his guests and pontificates. But maybe I like Jonathan. But if the two get together and they say something confusing, they say, well, maybe what Deagle's saying might actually be true or even worth consideration to asking a tough question to see if it stands to validity. Well, I beg you out there to ask questions on any topic, religious, spiritual, geopolitical, financial, medical, etc. On any topic, I'm ready here in the batter cage to try to put it out of the park. Now, why is that? Because if you don't have answers, if you don't have solutions, I'm not going to bring out something ugly and nasty without bringing you an issue. A lot of people think their journalistic thing is to scare you and make you paralyzed with fear, thinking there's no solution. There is no problem that I will not bring forward. There's not either a solution or a framework to the solution. It may require activity, may require effort on your part, but it require or group activity, but it's something that always has a solution. That's why I like Donald Trump, is because even though he himself can't necessarily can think of a solution, he's a solution guy who works towards solutions on any issue, which is why he's successful in business. Because it's not just his skills, it's the ability to perceive in other people their skills that can complement his and allow things to get accomplished, whether it's workers on the site that are stonemasons or plumbers or electricians or working to try to build a giant skyscraper with a new innovative structure or artistic design. Same thing goes whether it's a geopolitical issue or spiritual issue or health issue. Ask the right questions, surround yourself with the right experts. This morning I talked to Mark in Europe, one of my contacts for anti-aging biomolecules and other technologies in Europe. And, of course, I'm making more contacts all the time with other colleagues around the world that have expertise in areas which I don't have expertise or they have a lot more training or background research in a specific topic. And I like to tap into that so that I can actually utilize their expertise to augment what I'm knowing and put it into an overall what I call cognitively non-dissonant approach toward anti-aging and disease remediation. Like our last gentleman that called on the end of hour number two, about beta blockers. You need to realize, with the wellness conditions and the experience I have, there is no health condition which I will not try to approach to provide at this point in time the best solution we currently have. Now, it's always evolving, always advancing, always getting newer technologies. Over the last few years, we have the technology, for example, now of the metapathia, that is even more advanced than the bioplasma, metapathia. Ah, wonderful. We have Jonathan here. Jonathan, what do you think of the latest of world news and the, I call it the ISIS a day is keeping the people in a state of constant fear?
Well, this is exactly what should be happening if we are correct on our understanding of Bible prophecy, Bill. It's right. Exactly the development of the third woe, which is set to become worldwide and is rapidly spreading to every land.
Right, it's all by design too, by the way. And I'll provide a counter to that to say, if I was to advise Donald Trump, and I'm going to have Roger Stone on the program, who's one of his primary advisors, I would say the following plan would stop ISIS in its tracks. Okay, and I want your analysis out there, and if you disagree with me, please call it and have the nerve and guts to disagree and give not only point by point, but analysis as to why it's not correct logically or evidence. Number one, we have metadata on every single person that's an ISIS or ISIS affiliate from Facebook, Twitter, and all these other agencies, which, by the way, are arms of the no such agency called the NSA and all its affiliates in every nation on Earth, including Russia, Brazil, etc. Number two, we could arm the police, the local police, and the justices with a War Powers Act and a declaration of war against ISIS, which they should have done already at NATO, which Donald Trump's called for, that we would literally go in and clean out the mosques everywhere in the world, including Pakistan and Afghanistan and throughout Africa, where these terrorists are also rising up in places as far away as Nigeria and northern Africa. And we can start clearing out the mosques where we have basically imams who, by the rule of Islam, cannot criticize the more violent and crazy elements within them because it's considered not good form. In other words, if you do a criticism, it's considered a form of apostasy to criticize crazy people within Islam. Number three, we need to make sure that these people cannot migrate here. And if we present them with a document that says, we want you to swear an oath that you, the U.S. Constitution, the Constitution of a republic like, let's say, Australia, New Zealand, Europe, it supersedes your Sharia law, that you will not either support Sharia law or any other aspect of it, including what's called Sharia compliance, because you can't criticize Muhammad, you can't criticize Islam or extreme Islam, etc. And if you don't sign this, you're going to be deported. We don't care if you're a doctor, an engineer, whatever, you're going to leave. If they did those three things and cleared out the mosques, and in places like Europe, and this is the fourth thing, what they should do in Europe is set up civil detention camps immediately for all the men and separate them from the women and children. And women and children can be put in less stringent places. And start deporting them immediately to safe camps in their home country where we could build tent cities, etc. And eventually build infrastructure, roads, etc. and allow them alternative jobs. But basically, they don't have passports to travel to any of our nations in any way, shape, or form for education or otherwise if they believe in Sharia law or jihad. Now, if we did that, we would kill ISIS right away. And part of the problem is we even buy their oil. This is point number five. NATO buys the oil from ISIS countries. They comply with countries like Turkey with this false coup that they just did, probably in collaboration with the CIA. And this false coup is an example that we are complicit. It's like I say, ISIS is us. Like terrorists are us. Okay? So this is completely manufactured by the globalists. They create a problem-reaction-solution. Then their solution is the mark of the beast and total tyranny, where you don't have guns, the population is totally in terror, it's homogenized with Islam, and we're not only Sharia-compliant, we're also allowing jihad of terror, which is the scariest, but with the jihad of politics, jihad of textbooks, like Bill Warner talks about the Sharia-compliance, you can't say anything bad about Islam or Sharia law. And even in places where a minority occur, they want you to get rid of, say, pork from the menus, like in Quebec, Canada, a few years ago, because it's an affront to Islam to serve pork. So you've got to start understanding that what's going on here now is by design. What do you think, Jonathan? Does that make sense?
Oh, I totally agree with you on that. It's by design, Bill. And just to address each of those points that you made, which are very important, We do know who it belongs to, ISIS, as you say, Facebook and the various media,
social media are telling us. None of these people pop out of nowhere. They're often massaged here. The FBI knows about this guy like Mateen, who is a member of Securicom and GS4. The Securicom, by the way, was skirting all the buildings and areas that were hit by 9/11. And they're always involved, the Securicom, now GS4, same way as Academy, which is Blackwater Security. They're involved with training ISIS in a town north of Amman, Jordan, with Israeli Mossad and CIA. They even had, what's his name, this guy from Arizona, the Senator Kane. Okay? He's actually posing for pictures a few years ago in this town with ISIS. I mean, how nervy. These guys even pose with them and pretend somehow they're not separately our little brother in terror. It's ridiculous.
Our family and friends have personal dealings with GS4, and we've known for several years how corrupt and evil they are. And as a matter of fact, their headquarters is in London, of all places, their world headquarters.
Of course, I've changed their name. I hope you appreciate it. Now that we have a Pakistani mayor for London, it is now Londonistan.
Yes, this is what everything you're saying, Bill, is true. Now, we'll look at here is clearing out the mosques. Yes, the mosques actually are training grounds for terrorism.
72% are openly have imams that push violence against the U.S. Constitution, terror against American citizens, murder, like this guy, this 84-year-old priest in Normandy, literally beheaded after church mass. Do they understand that we're going to have terrorism every day until eventually you get a bipartisan bill in America that'll occur also in New Zealand and Australia and elsewhere in Europe, where they'll disarm the public and they'll have tyranny, and in 10 years from now, if we live that long, we'll have robot warriors running around that'll have autonomous kill things that if they see specific markers, their own autonomous programming will allow them to do a kill shot by all kinds of things from directed energy weapons to bullets to God knows sound cannons that can liquefy your liver. And people say, no, they won't do that. I said, did you see the program with Captain America last year, January? They actually had autonomous robots walking around Iran, literally you know, looking at people doing iris scans at a distance and determining who they're going to just kill on the spot, these giant robots. People don't think that's going to happen. They're an idiot. They're an idiot. I'm so sick of it, of people thinking that we're just making this up. I am so sick of it. I don't want to hear another word from these knucklehead people that think that evil isn't just ready to stalk us. It's over. There's no more discussion anymore, is there?
No, it's happening. Now, yes, your point number three, Bill, make sure they cannot migrate here.
Right.
They're already here.
But we need to demigrate them. We need to start deporting. We've got 9.7 million Muslims in America. They're a grave danger. Most of these ones are really bad. Like Anwar al-Awlaki had a master's degree, was a top engineering student. This guy was radicalizing even other Muslims. He was an American citizen born on American soil. You don't have to just import these characters, first or second or third generation. And they're also taking whites and other people in prisons, and they're making Sharia-compliant prison activities. So many of them turn to Islam while they're in prison, getting trained to become an ISIS member in our prisons.
Well, That is true. That is true. And we're in communication with people inside prisons too, across America and New Zealand, other places. And we know that what you're saying is absolutely true.
And the prisons let it happen, including the prisons are owned by Carlyle Group, which is owned by the Queen of England, the King of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the Bush crime family and the Clintons, believe it or not. And by the way, just every month, the Clinton crime family in there, found International Foundation, gets $50 million per month just from Norway. That includes all the money from Qatar, Saudi Arabia, the Arab Emirates, and all these other sources like George Soros. These people have got hundreds of, not millions, billions of dollars stashed away. Hillary, the Wicked Witch of the West, the Draco Reptilian avatared monster that wants to become our president.
And I don't know if you realize this, but the G4S actually is training and paying the wages of a lot of these people who are running these prisons and committing murders inside them.
Oh, of course they are. And not only that, they've got 38 civil detention training camps with live weapons inside the lower 48 states in the United States. And the FBI, the sheriff's offices, and the police all know about their exact GPS coordinates, and they're not doing a damn thing about it.
Yeah. Well, the suggestions you made, make sure they cannot migrate here. Well, we know that so many are here. The only solution is migrate them out again.
Demigration.
Yes.
Move them back, send them back to their own countries. Also, don't deal with countries that support Sharia law. We should not be buying oil from Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the Arab Emirates, etc. We should literally sequester them off so their economy collapses. We shouldn't give military parts to air jets and other material. We sold by the hundreds of billions of dollars to Saudi Arabia. And within 3 weeks of not selling parts to Saudi, their air force is junk. It's museum junk. People need to know that.
Yes. Now, you mentioned the globalists being behind ISIS. Yes, absolutely right. And who's running the globalists? Well, we know that the city of Europe, from which the capital, the headquarters of this organization is, the city of Rome. All of these organizations, the strings are being pulled from one central location. Now, looking at the news lately, we're looking at Turkey. People think that Turkey is not going to be a power in the coming events, but Turkey now is waking up to become a fulfiller of the third woe. It's going to be the leading nation among all the ISIS nations, Sharia law and jihad nations.
Journalists have been arrested in Turkey? This is a complete CIA operation, just like I talked to an Iranian man when I was up in Portland a few months ago. And he's told me specifically he knew and saw videos with the CIA telling the Shah of Iran they're going to remove him, and he was one of their guys. So he said, that's fine, just move to America, give me lots of money. And then they said, we're going to put the Ayatollah Khomeini in there, which they're supporting in France. I'm sure he got his millions of videos of his tapes out, even copying them for him, so that when he the CIA brought him to Tehran, he had millions of people waiting for his plane to arrive. That was a CIA operation. And they told the Shah of Iran, okay, which this guy in Iran told me specifically, they told the Shah of Iran, we're going to Islamify Tehran, because it was like a major, you know, vacation spot for Europeans. It was very westernized, very high technology, very advanced education, artwork, and everything. And it was not, you know, it's more like the older Turkey before we get people like Erdogan, who wants to be the caliph of this new rising Muslim European empire. I call it the Islamification of Europe. The current coup is a full CIA operation. There's fingerprints all over it that this is not a random coup. They even know his coordinates of his jet. They could have taken his jet out of the air. If the military officers wanted a real coup, they would have shot his jet down and it would never land. They didn't do it. Every single thing about this has the fingerprints that the CIA were directly providing intel information and coordination to make sure. And now they're arresting even the journalists. It's like you wouldn't believe all the people that are already going to prison. Thousands of military officers, troops, even in the most peripheral areas. And now all these journalists, they're shutting the place down tighter than a drum. Instead of it becoming a secular pseudo-Islamic state, it's going to become fully Islamified as a caliph. And they want to then have a wide-open door for 40 million Muslims to immediately invade Europe. What do you think?
Yes, this is true. As a matter of fact, Erdogan made it very, very clear that he was using the opportunity of this coup, the attempted coup, as an excuse to garner more power to himself. As a matter of fact, he was conducting his own Reichstag fire. Now, if we remember back in 1933, Adolf Hitler in Germany, the arson of Germany's parliament was used as justification for suspending civil liberties and the beginning of Nazi dictatorship.
Exactly.
And as the coup was winding down, Erdogan himself called the uprising a gift from God because it will be a reason to cleanse our army and cleanse the country.
Well, all the nations that are wanting to escape, and what we call France, Germany, and Norway right away saying they want to leave the European Union, it's not going to happen. What the prophetic thing says is going to rise of a European superstate that will be Islamified, with the Vatican pushing literally Chrislam, which is Christianity and Islam. We have the false prophet in the Vatican, and according to the prophecies of Malachi, the Irish monk, this final pope will result in the destruction of Rome and the destruction of the battles of Armageddon. And the beast dictator, and I'm going to say this again so people need to get it, I'm the only one on earth who said this, if it's not now with Hillary, it'll be at a future date. And that's why we need to not only repent, but stay repenting, because we have the possibility of grace from God if we have President Trump in there. But the dictator of the world is and can only be a U.S. president. The mark of the beast comes from here. The military power comes from here. U.S. Space Command, with weapon systems centuries ahead of any other nation on Earth, including China and Russia, is America. There is no one on Earth that can do battle with America without being destroyed. And I have this right from a four-star general underground at Schriever Air Force Base, July 10th, 94, that we can literally, without firing one missile or one bullet, wipe out a nation. A high entire nation, 1.3 billion people in China, without firing one bullet or one missile, everyone in their nation will die instantly. And people don't know that. And I'm saying this for those people in the country. If you think you can do battle with America, if America decides to turn on you, you're dead.
Well, Bible prophecy declares that America is going to be the power that is going to support the initiation of the mark of the beast worldwide.
Right, and the only one who can do that is a U.S. president. If we have grace, it'll be President Trump, and he won't do it. If we don't, whether it's him or at a future date, a U.S. president will be the beast dictator. Period. Thus saith the Lord.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need paper fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
Foodforliberty.com sells high-quality, storable foods from Numana. And right now, take advantage of our summer special. Purchase two family packs and we'll send you a Pro Pure Water Pitcher, a $70 value, free. This premium pitcher is ideal for use with just about any water source and removes more contaminants than other brands. And it comes with a filter that lasts up to 2 full years. Whether you need to be prepared in the event of an emergency, you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. And with a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Go to foodforliberty.com right now for great-tasting, high-quality, storable foods from Numana. Buy two family packs and get the Pro Pure Water Pitcher free. It makes good sense to be prepared. Get it at foodforliberty.com.
So, Jonathan, I can make guesses or predictions of where this is going. Right now, there's a big bump by now day three into the, I call it the Democratic convention in the City of Love or Philadelphia. They're imploding. It'd be like the lines from the movie The Wizard of Oz, The Wicked Witch of the West. I'm melting. She is. She's melting. When you see Debbie Wasserman Schultz crying crocodile tears, don't boo. And she's there, a criminal, doing everything she can to destroy Bernie Sanders, the Bolshevik, satanic, atheistic, Khazarian Jew who wants to bring Bolshevism to America. And it's amazing how immediately after she's literally booed off the stage, Hillary Clinton hires her. God knows what to do, more damage control. So what people need to realize, if we get President Trump, we got to pray to grace, but we also have to make sure we pray that he is surrounded by good advisors and don't pervert his presidency, that he doesn't get assassinated and his vice president does satanic and evil things because he's controlled, including, you know, Senator Pence, Governor Pence. We need to be aware of the fact that there's no nation on earth that even remotely has the power of America, both digitally and through financial systems and military systems and space command, to ever even imagine taking on America. And I remember talking to one of my former Russian employees working at Storage Tech north of Denver, Colorado, when I went up to their classified facilities. And he said, in Russia, I work for Russian nuclear navy. We always afraid to take on America because we knew you gave us nuclear materials, supercomputers, and the technology of warfare. But we knew in back closet you had much more dangerous weapons. That's a fact. Now, you fools out there that think you can take on America that's received satanic information avatared from the Thule Gellenschaft, including advanced space-based technology, etc., you got no idea you're dealing with the most demonic nation on earth. America, which according to the the Incans means the land of the dragon. Do you know that? When they talk about North and South America, it means the lands of the dragon. That's what it means. Quetzalcoatl is one of the other terms they call it. The lands of the dragon, the feathered serpent god. So, Jonathan, when you brought your series, which my wife was most impressed, is the most profound video series she's ever watched. We're going to probably re-watch it again. As you look at it, and your skin crawls when you see these things on your videos. And then you see the gospel being preached as well, and you see the truth of the fact of how close we are to annihilation, both physically, financially, and spiritually. Many millions are not just going to die and die hard. They're going to be destroyed and annihilated, and their souls are going to the lake of fire. And I don't want to see that. Why do we think we do these shows? We don't just do it because we're egomaniacs. We want to be me too. I'm really cool. I'm not cool. I'm a warthog for God. I got lots of defects. But I'm going to hear and do God's will, and I'm hoping you out there are going to reproduce that so we become together as the bride of God before the day of troubles finally culminates in the annihilation of much of humanity, because it's coming real quick. You know, when I was asked 2 days ago, on Monday, to go on Ground Zero Radio with Clyde Lewis, he said, my people don't need to know any background. He actually sent that in Skype to me, and he didn't want to hear, before he got into the buildup of the technology, both Zika virus and HIV and Dr. Gallo's patent on HIV and all the other agendas. When I traveled to Zurich, Switzerland, under God's command to travel to Zurich, Switzerland, to the Human Life International panel on March of 97, and I get my talk on the Super Soldier Program and fetal tissue transplantation, and they bought a box out, smuggled out of the World Health Organization headquarters on the HIV virus, the actual original documents, the vaccine with human chorionic gonadotropin to sterilize women in the Philippines and South Africa, and the design for the Lyme parasite, which is a triple genetic hybrid that was created on a Plum Island facility, Class 5 facility in Plum Island, New York. And this idiot, who's not going to background infectious diseases, says he doesn't want people to hear background. My audience doesn't need background. Listen, guy, when you ask me to come on your show, you don't show respect, you're going to get it. I'm doing what's called an intellectual and spiritual autopsy on you with bone saws, scalpels, and lasers. And crossing Dr. Deagle is not a smart thing to do. So I'm going to keep reminding people not to listen to your foolishness, or George Norrie over at Coast to Coast Radio, another poodle, trying to manipulate and control the news just like Alex Jones and Catherine Albrecht and many of the other fools over at Genesis Network who tried to contain me because they can't deal with an open cannon with the fuse lid on the deck of the ship. That's me. I'm going to tell you the truth whether you like it or not. So when we come back, we're going to hear from Jonathan, and I'm going to hopefully stop ranting, but I think it's important people realize how close we are to catastrophe. Get Jonathan's videos and books at beforeus.com, beforeus.com. Log on now. Get them ordered now.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Poor water quality is a major health issue, and it's only getting worse. Municipalities can't keep up. Standards have dropped, and pollutants are increasing. Where does it all end? It ends by keeping the pollutants outside of your home with HydroCare's advanced systems available at Wave Home Solutions. No less than the best purification materials and processes have been developed by HydroCare to provide you with healthy, clean water for drinking, cooking, and showering. HydroCare far surpasses the competition in removing chlorine, odors, iron, lead, chemicals, limescale, and much more. Don't settle for less when it comes to your water. We'll take care of the toughest water problems for you, whether it's from a city or well source. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-WAVE. Or go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And let's talk about your DVD series and your extra fifth DVD and I think five ebooks that come with it. If they want to get it, and again, you're going to deliver the actual DVDs, the other things are ebooks that they can purchase, and you have a huge range of books. One of the issues that I want to raise, and I wanted to get your response to, I think this is the thing that shut them down. The three things I said were driving the globalist to cull the world population, because that was the purpose of his whole show, is that his wife, who works for the government, this guy, Clyde Lewis, said his wife is getting freaked out because she was asking the government why they're heading off for their summer session and not putting money aside for Zika virus that could potentially sterilize 2 billion people and make women permanently incapable of having normal pregnancies. And he wanted to just get into the biology. I said, well, they need to have background. So I said the first three things I said to him were real straightforward. Number one, they know about the return of the dwarf star Heraclobus Nimbus, or Nemesis, the dwarf star that's in the ancient cartouches in Egypt and Samaria. And they know the gravity waves in this are altering the solar output of the sun and stimulating volcanism and earthquakes, because the ringwoodite, the rock, at 400 to 700 kilometers deep, has unstable nuclei that, when hit with gravity waves, release nascent oxygen and hydrogen. And all the volcanoes and all the earthquakes on Earth are driven by water created by nascent oxygen and hydrogen released from ringwoodite by the dwarf star at 0.73 light years out at the Oort cloud, which is pushing hyper-elliptical comets. Number two I mentioned, which is pretty straightforward, I said, as the globalists want life extension technology. I had on the first segment of the first hour today Dr. Ron Klatz, who 3.5 years ago went out to the Burj Dubai towers in the Qatar, and he actually said this to me right in my studio back last February last year, that they they literally try to push transhumanism and stop life extension technology because the globalists want this technology for themselves, and they want to merge with technology and do genetic engineering, and they want to get rid of most of us. Okay, 90%. It's in the Georgia Guidestones, the World Watch Institute, Agenda 2030. If you don't think it's happening, Resilient Cities Project, which they met 30-plus times with Barack Obama, the Abominator. And then the third reason, which I said is the most important of all, is that the origin of evil, the most vile evil on this planet, isn't just people with bad upbringing, it's exoplanetary. We have evidence that the highest levels of the Dark Masonic Orders all believe that the parent civilization of mankind originated on Mars, not Earth, and that we have had constant and galactic wars with reptilian beings, primarily from the belt of Orion. They're referred to as the Naga in South Africa, to the Dagon, which is the gods of the Palestinians that they worshipped, which is the Palace of Dagon, which they brought the Ark of the Covenant. Remember that? And that they're referred to as the Naga in the Oceania and the Chitahuri of South America and Quetzalcoatl in Central America and to the feathered serpent god and to literally the dragon. They refer to him as the dragon because he's an amphibious reptilian dragon. The 200 that come down to North Lebanon build a temple of Baalbek, which we couldn't build today with 100,000-ton stones, was built by these ancient beings because they came here and they transferred metallurgy, herbology, medicine, and technology of warfare to human beings and created the Nephilim, the Fallen Ones, which the latest movie by Steve Quayle and Leo Lyon-Zagami has documented and proved, including a recent discovery of a live giant in Afghanistan, the mountains of Afghanistan. And I said, what's really going on is, in the ancient world, it talks about in Daniel chapter 2, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, the clay with the iron. Clay meaning human flesh, iron meaning these transdimensional entities. And Stephen Hawking, the discoverer of black holes, has made the comment, if we are unlucky enough to be discovered by an advanced civilization from another world, it would be a super predatory organization that could not only overcome all our science, but could hack into our consciousness and our souls. And he's an atheist. So what he's saying is exactly what I'm telling you. That people like Hillary Clinton and her family, who have been witches and warlocks for many centuries, put her through sex magic ritual and human sacrifice because the most powerful thing you could do to gain more spiritual and otherwise power of ectoplasm within these Masonic orders and satanic orders is to sacrifice not other people in mass murder, but to literally give over your own seed, your own sons and daughters, to the demonic dark side, which they did to Hillary. So she's avatar by a transdimensional entity. And at that point, he could tell he was breaking, having a spiritual and mental breakdown. He said, that's it. We can't talk about this anymore. My people don't need background. If you don't understand that Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, George Soros, and many of the other world leaders, including the Queen of England, are satanically possessed by transdimensional entities, otherwise demons, if you want to use that, or Draco reptilians, you're a fool, not understanding that these are exoplanetary. Now, I know you've done a lot of travels, Jonathan, but you probably found a lot of evidence that that's a fact, isn't it?
Well, if you compare scripture with reality as well, and my grandfather on my father's side was one of these men, and he used to have seances in the Sydney Town Hall. 3,000 people would attend, and he actually made predictions and tried to destroy my father when he became a Christian. I could tell you horrendous stories, but the fact is the power of our God overrides all of it. Right. And rather than being afraid of what's coming and afraid of what these people can do, we can stand up against them in the name of Jesus Christ, and they can be released from their demonic power over us.
Right. Now, actually, we found a way of actually amplifying and broadcasting prayer. But aside from that, the reality that our world leaders that were given to us, like Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, are possessed is a religious and geopolitical fact, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Definitely. We're not just dealing with normal people. These are people of Clay and Iron, which is the name of my other website, clayandiron.com. And when I received the book back in the early 90s, literally God dictated to my ear when I didn't know where the book of Isaiah was. And God said to me, now, at some future point when you know Hebrew and Aramaic and you understand all these things and you have a great intellect, remind people you do nothing when I dictate it to your ear and you copied it down as I gave it to you. Clay and Iron. And then I opened this book up and traveled to 42 cities in Israel in 1999 with a prophecy club. And people say, how did you come on this knowledge? You must have had such great intellect. I said, no, I didn't. I said, I was a scribe. I simply wrote it down. I became knowledgeable of some of the other words and reasons. And when God told me, at some point, your ministry shall be called clay and iron, I said, well, that doesn't make sense. What does that mean? It was years before I understood the necessity of understanding that the reason clay and iron is so important is that's why our world's in hell. Because our leaders are clay and iron. They're physical flesh that's indwelt by demonic entities. And if you don't understand that and you think it's just people with bad backgrounds or weird psychology or their brain hormones are wrong, you're an idiot. You're dealing with possession here. It's a real fact. And when we look at Hillary Clinton, even greedy people wouldn't do what these people do. Do you want to kill all your customers? Do you want to kill 90% of the world population? Of course not. You want a bunch of slaves? You don't want to kill them all if you're greedy. But these people are demonically possessed. They want to sacrifice the human race. They want to cut us off before we become a God-fearing galactic civilization traveling across the galaxy and a force for good in the universe. Instead, they want to terminate us and abort the entire human race. And if you don't think Hillary Clinton would be a good candidate for the beast dictator, you're an idiot. So what do you think of that thesis? That makes sense, doesn't it? And you can see why Clyde Lewis would freak out and say, well, I don't even want to ask you scientific questions about Oxytec OX513A gene and free radical-induced RNA changes and 15 base pairs. I don't want to hear about how they created the Lyme parasite or HIV with Dr. Richard Gallo's patents and the real issue behind releasing it in South Africa and in clinics in Manhattan. No, you're not going to understand this if you don't have background, buddy. If you don't have background that Hillary Clinton is a demonically possessed, highest-level female witch and warlock in the Western world, that literally her greatest accomplishment is not being sent to prison for crimes that would put anybody else in prison or in other times or eras would be executed. Her greatest accomplishment is sequestering away hundreds of billions of dollars through crime and criminal activity, and she doesn't remember. It's incredible. It's incredible, isn't it? So, Jonathan, what do you think? When you look at your 4-DVD set, don't people understand that Islam is a completely satanically possessed thing that's working lockstep with the globalists? Don't they understand that Islam could never do any of these things without our collaboration, including the alliance with Saudi Arabia and these Arab Emirates, and literally cutting off the oil supply, which we know we have plenty of oil and coal. We are the Saudi Arabia of coal and clean coal technology. But yet, we purposely raise up Islam, raise up Saudi Arabia and Qatar, even buy the oil from ISIS, and we think it's funny. We think it's funny that ISIS does it, and we say, well, we don't want to bomb the wellheads because it's environmental pollution. It's crazy, isn't it?
Well, this world is mad, as you say. And you know, if we look at prophecy, Bill, it fits in with what's happening. Jesus, in the Gospel of Matthew 24, and 21 verse, he said, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor shall ever shall be. Now, the prophet Daniel speaks of the same time this way. There shall be a time of trouble. This is in Daniel chapter 12, the very first verse. Right. There shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. Now, Jesus in Matthew and Daniel in his own book are both speaking of the same event. Right. And then the prophet Joel says this, almost the same thing. Joel chapter 2 in the second verse, he says, this will be a day of darkness and of gloominess. There hath not been ever the like, neither shall be any more after it. Right. Then Jesus adds to this. So you've got three witnesses saying the same thing. Jesus himself and Daniel and Joel. But moving under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, because the whole Scripture comes from God himself.
Exactly.
He knows the end from the beginning, and he knows about this time. He's not caught by surprise. He knows exactly what's coming, and he knows how to deal with it. And then Jesus does add, except those days be shortened, no flesh would be saved. Now, what he's saying here is that most of the world's population is going to die.
Right.
That's what he's saying. Except those days be shortened, no flesh would be saved. Those days shall be shortened.
Now, by the shortening, what do you assume of the shortening? Because I see several typological types of shortening that would save flesh. What have you analyzed and think that is?
Yes. Well, in past history, which I could point to, it simply means that God will, first of all, keep his own people alive during this time. He will not allow the world to be utterly destroyed by Satan. Satan would like every one of us dead. He would want the whole world destroyed so that there's no one left to save. But, of course, he doesn't remember this, that you can destroy the body, but you can't destroy the soul. You can't take away a person's eternal life if they have accepted and come under the blessing of Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but he wants the people on earth. Like a lot of, this is one of the bizarre things about many Christians, because their eschatology is what I call playing with mental blocks. They believe somehow that God's going to rapture all the Christians off the earth. So if there's no Christians, who's going to evangelize during the tribulation when the greatest time for rescuing souls would be? Number two, who's going to be on earth when God wants children on the earth 10,000 years from now, raised up in godly families, worshiping the Most High God and getting to know the Father before they themselves pass on? Even if they die, as it says, at 100 years, it'll be as the years of a child. So if you live the days of Noah or Adam, 1,000 years, wisdom will reside on the earth. Wisdom, as we become a galactic civilization and spread across the galaxy. So all of their logic makes no sense. And they say, well, we believe in what I call the Zionistic theory, that all the church is taken out, but the Jews stay here and they literally rule the world. Really? Well, the current state of Israel is, I call it's a real hell, Khazarian, Satanistic, Canaanites. These are people under Balaam, the ancient king of the Khazarians, who decided that Babylonians' satanic version of so-called Judaism was so identical to their Canaanite belief systems that they had in the Khazarians on the Southern Caucasus, it was a real easy transition to become Jews, because they were not of the synagogue of God. They were, as Jesus says, the synagogue of Satan. That's a fact. And we have Tex Marzon specifically talking about the coiled serpent and the Talmud of Babylon and the Zohar and the Sepheid Zaira. If you read these books, you don't have to say, well, that's just Dr. Deagle's opinion. The words jump out at you and smack you in the head. It's disgusting.
Yes, the state of Israel definitely is a satanically established state. And these people actually in 1933 made a pact with Hitler. And Hitler permitted, from 1933 to 1939, when the Second World War began, these people, 50,000 of their members in Germany, migrated across to what is now called the Land of Israel, ready for what they had to do if Hitler failed his job.
Right, and I've had Barry Chalmerson specifically talking about this, that the labor Zionists, which are atheist communists, including Bernie Sanders, by the way, who is one, set up the communist state, the atheistic state of Israel, in collaboration with the Nazis, and they specifically made certain that the religious Jews, who were more regular Orthodox rabbis, even the ones who were more like the ancient Hebrew rabbis, were terminated. So they made sure they cut off the root that might even turn back to ancient Hebrew roots and made sure they died. So the state of Israel was founded by atheistic, satanic monsters that were communists.
And they, and after the Second World War, they lured many of the Holocaust survivors and sympathizers and people who were Torah, Bible, God-fearing Jewish people, they lured many of them into this land of Israel and says, now you have your own land of safety. And their plan was a second Holocaust. That was the whole reason why this state was set up.
Right. And by the way, if war starts, which, by the way, with moving of the caliphate from Istanbul, which, of course, this guy Erdogan wants to do, he has the largest palace created by any world leader in any nation in the history of Earth. Right now, before all this coup happened, Erdogan is ready to become the head of the caliphate, and they're going to move it from Istanbul, and every single Sunni and Shiite Islam, including in Tehran, wants to move it to, it's a real hell, to Jerusalem.
Jerusalem. That's the aim.
That's the aim. Now, you've documented this really well in your documentary films, so it's not open to people's damned opinion, and you know, whether you're a pastor or a Jewish rabbi or an atheist or whatever religious background you have. You can be a Buddhist or a trans-dimensional being worshiper or a transhumanist. These facts are going to smack you in the head, because these events are going to happen real quickly. We could have a financial collapse happen as early as this year, before even Election Day. We could have Islam doing such terrorism on American soil, they have a bipartisan security defense bill. And, of course, you know, if Hillary gets in, she's going to allow the suing of the gun manufacturing companies and the seizure of guns. And I can tell you, there'll be an open revolution in this country, and nations, states like Texas, who actually is a nation state because they have a separate power grid and everything, they have to vote every June to even stay in the union. I guarantee you had Brexit this year, you'll have Texas leaving in the next few years if Hitlery, rotten Hildebeest Clinton gets in. You'll see Texas. It's going to get ugly. So pray for Donald Trump. He's surrounded by good advisors. Pray for America. It repents. Pray for it's not just temporary like Nineveh. Pray that the world is saved from this disaster.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
With you for another show in 2 weeks, which is believe it or not, time is flying, August 10th. Now, we're also approaching the days of Ah, and you're probably pretty familiar with that. Horrifying things happened to Israel, which is the two houses of Israel, Ephraim and Judah. Prophetic things happened around the days of Ah. It's coming in August. What kinds of events, rather than laying out exactly what events, what kind of events do you think are going to happen in the next few years? That'll fit with your video series, which I think it's essential people get this. This is required watching. BeforeUs.com. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, Bill, you did ask me a question earlier, which I didn't answer thoroughly, and about the time being cut short. The worst time of trouble the world has ever seen, and very few would be left alive, but for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Now, when the bloodbath is about to reach its final conclusion and the majority of what's left in the world is about to be destroyed, Jesus Christ is going to return in the clouds of heaven. He's going to interrupt human history, and man will have no more say in what goes on. Only those who have shielded themselves in the salvation of Jesus Christ will be preserved from what comes upon the earth.
There's a couple of conditions that have to occur before Jesus is going to arrive. Otherwise, you'll have false prophets arise, which we already have, like the Pope Francis. Or people will believe it's a Buddhist Messiah or a Messiah from Haifa. What's that religion called? Baha'i, or they're looking for Baha'u'llah, which comes from their temples in Haifa. It has to be the arising of called the bride, which is 144,000, those who have the seal of God on their head and their hands, in other words, their thoughts and their ideas. And that sealing, and I'm going to say it, thus says the Lord, started last September on the last blood moon ceremony in the start of the Jubilee or Shemitah year, the 120th Shemitah since the birth of Adam on Sukkot, the birth of Jesus on Sukkot. And by the way, by rabbinic law, the only day they can actually start the sanctification of the Temple Mount, start the blood sacrifice and the actual tribulation, and this is, thus says the Lord, can only start on a Sukkot. I don't know which Sukkot it is, but it's a Sukkot. And the bride has to be fit for the bridegroom before he's going to show up. I mean, if there's a wedding and there's no bride, why would the bridegroom show up? He's not going to show up until we, as believers, start hearing and doing God's will and literally become the sealed ones. And I consider you and I as mortarmen in the New Jerusalem, mortarmen, meaning mixing the mortar, and we're tailors in the coat of many colors of Joseph. And, of course, the prophecies of Joseph are the Ephraimic nations. So your books, your e-books and your videos are literally like the tailor's thread and the mortar to bring together the bridegroom for the bride, for the bridegroom who's coming soon. Amazing. Thank you, Jonathan. Again, check it out, BeforeUs.com. We'll be back tomorrow with Leo Lanzagami from Rome. We're going to open up more cans of worms and provide you solutions and prayerful answers and preparation, both physically for your health, spiritually for your spiritual destiny and truth. And if you have questions, do call in or email anytime. 800-313-9443 is a call-in number. We'll be back tomorrow with Leo Zagami from Rome. 2 weeks for Jonathan.
Okay, Bill. God bless.
God bless. Take care.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.